In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Teresa Shinza Burnaby, my mother. I do ask before we begin today's sermon that you keep in prayer my cousin, who will have her funeral on Friday. On Friday, we'll have that funeral for Krista Pachuca in Albuquerque. Also, I mentioned to you a couple days ago that the grandmother of my godson is, her mother died, so the great-grandmother. So she died earlier this week, and I was just told today at midday that that grandmother, so the daughter of the woman who died, is very sick in the hospital with COVID, has been admitted there. So this is a great difficulty for the family at present. So please keep them all in prayer. Her name is Annette Detweiler. The great-grandmother is Grandma Copeland. Here we have the feast day of a particular mother as well. And so that should be very close to you and me, the mother of our Lord, our blessed mother. And there's so many praises we could do. There's so few, birthdays that we celebrate within the church. You remember what those birthdays are and the birthdays of those ones. I try to remind you of it so that we can keep them in mind. Who are they? That's good. That's good. Last time we forgot that one. So Jesus our Lord. That's Christmas. There we go. John the Baptist. John the Baptist is the other. June 24th. And? That's right, Mama Mary, good, we remember as well. Okay, this year we got them all. That's good, we're getting better. We're learning as time goes on. So we celebrate these birthdays, these nativities, and it's important that when we go through these lists of people, sometimes it can be so boring because we have no idea who they are, but what it reminds you and me is that all these figures, all these people who we speak about in scriptures, they are real, genuine human beings. That they have a lineage that goes back and reminds us that just like you and I have a lineage, and most of us don't know even beyond our great-grandparents, we can't name our great-great-grandparents, most of us, and yet, here with our Lord, traces back all these generations through Joseph on one side and through the other account through our Mother Mary on her side. And so each one of the figures has a history as well. Each one has a sordid past. No one has a perfect lineage when you go back far enough, because we all go back to Adam and Eve, who released the floodgates of sin into the world. But if Mama Mary is indeed our mother, then it doesn't matter how far back you can trace it back to find yourself related to Adam and Eve. Everyone is related to Mama Mary. Because in the Catholic Church is the only place in the entire universe where water is thicker than blood. The water which made us a part of God's family also won for us Mama Mary as our mother. And so that reminds us that no matter how bad our blood may be at times, and when we go back, some really bad things have gone on in our lives and in others, and maybe we're the bad one. But water changes everything. The baptismal water which unites us to Mary. And so normally on a birthday we sing hymns. We sing a particular birthday song. And so rather than giving you one of those birthday songs or even singing the beautiful Mañanitas that we have here, I want to give you a prayer that that I meant to print out for you, but time ran away from me today. And so this is a prayer that comes from Bernard of Clairvaux. It's something that he wrote in his famous Sermon 8. I believe it's the 8th sermon that he has on Our Lady in the normal rendering of the sermons that he has there. And it's all about Our Lady here. And it's a hymn that you and I need to pray in times of difficulty and hardship when we don't feel like we have anything of ourselves. Mama Mary would want us to sing a hymn like that to her. Here we are on the day 2 of her novena of her 7 sorrows, which will conclude upon the 15th of the month. This is what St. Bernard writes. Maybe to close your eyes and let this be a prayer as you mourning and weeping over your sins and the difficulties that you know of in your life, and maybe the ones that we just mentioned. He says this, amidst the storms and tempests, I keep my eyes fixed on you, O Mary, shining star, lest I be swallowed up by the waves. When the winds of temptation arise, when I dash against the reefs of tribulations, I raise my eyes to you to call upon you, O Mary. When I am agitated by the billows of pride, ambition, slander, or jealousy, I look to you and I invoke you, O Mary. When anger or avarice or the seductions of the flesh rock the fragile little bark of my soul, I always look to you, O Mary. And if I am troubled by the enormity of my sins, troubled in conscience, frightened at the severity of judgment, and if I should feel myself engulfed in the sadness or drawn into the abyss of despair, again, I raise my eyes to you, always calling on you, O Mary. In dangers, in difficulties, in doubts, I will always think of you, O Mary. I will always call on you. May your name, O Virgin Mary, be always on my lips and never leave my heart. In order that I may obtain the help of your prayers, grant that I may never lose sight of the example of your life. Following you, O Mary, I shall not go astray. Thinking of you, I shall not err. If you support me, I shall not fall. If you protect me, I shall have nothing to fear. If you accompany me, I shall not grow weary. If you look upon me with favor, I shall reach your port. My mother Mary, just like every mother, on her birth, not doesn't wish herself to be recognized, but only to be called upon, only to be trusted in, only to be spent time with. Our mother Mary desires us to call upon her as such. Today, as we celebrate her birth, let's celebrate her power to rescue us and to bring us to safe harbor of the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.